This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized a booster dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for those 65 and older and some high-risk Americans, paving the way for a quick rollout of the shots. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel could vote on Thursday on the use of the third shot of the vaccine, an agency official said at a public meeting on Wednesday. President Joe Biden announced in August the government's intention to roll out booster shots for people 16 and older this week, pending approval by the FDA and CDC. Advisors to the FDA voted on Friday to recommend COVID-19 vaccine booster shots for Americans 65 and older and those at high risk of severe illness after overwhelmingly rejecting a call for broader approval. President Biden says the United States is boosting its donation of COVID-19 vaccine doses to the world. At a virtual meeting, the president said the U.S. is doubling its buy of Pfizer vaccine doses to 1 billion for sharing with the world. Wealthy nations have been sharply criticized over the inequity of dose distribution. Even the stepped-up U.S. commitment is just a fraction of what's needed to meet a goal of vaccinating 70% of the world's population by this time next year. Donors led by the U.S. and the European Union on Wednesday pledged another $600 million for Yemen, but the United Nations said that is a financial shortfall, meant millions could go hungry. The U.S. promised $290 million, but said the ultimate solution would be to end the war that has led to what the United Nations called the worst humanitarian situation.